Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
Ooh!
That's clean.
That was clicky. Clicky,
clicky, clicky.
You hear that sound, you know it's Thirsty Thursday on 93.7 The Ticket, thetickfm.com. This is Old School, brought to you by The Mercado. Everything they have pairs well with a nice glass of wine from Meyer's Cork and Bottle. Kevin Meyer, Meyer's Cork and Bottle, welcome in, good sir.
Gentlemen. Wait, no, I got to say this. Kevin Meyer, my goodness.
Crackety
patio pounder. No, all I got to say is this, Austin. Kev from Meyer's Cork and Bottle brought the white. Because he knew I needed to pass it to the right.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Because if he would have brought the red, that pass would have been dead.
Old Sturkey gets some alligator arms when we bring out the red.
But it's without fail.
It's, you know, we like to give him the business just for fun. Make Austin sweat a little bit that he might not get his share.
I'm getting into it. I enjoy it. I appreciate the fact that you're willing to share, you know, come every Thursday, and I want to partake. I want to enjoy. Like, I get it. I'm the youngest. I'm most inexperienced here, but like, dang it, I want my fair share.
Attaboy. That's what we're here to do. So.
That's why you go to the meal right over there and get you one instead of me passing it to you.
Kevin, we were talking off air. How was Willie last night?
Willie was awesome. You know, I think that was the fourth time I've seen him. And sometimes, I mean, he's 91 years old, and so God bless him.
On the road again.
He's still out there picking, but...
still out there kicking, but...
Kicking and picking, yeah. I think it's one of those things where it's so ingrained into his personal identity, being out there playing shows, that the day he can't do it is the day he dies.
Did you smell the...
There was maybe a little bit of that.
The Snoop Dogg in the air?
There was a little bit of Willie rolling around. Yeah, yeah. I myself did not partake. But
the Willie roll.
That's right. But, you know, we weren't sure. My wife and I weren't sure if we were going to go because of the weather.
Mm.
And so we've been keeping a close eye on the radar. And it ended up scoring fourth row pit seats for like $68.
Dang.
So we were right in front of the stage. It was pretty cool. So
nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Had a great time.
Out at Pinewood?
Pinewood, yeah. Pinewood. Yeah, and nice. It ended up being a beautiful night, perfect night for a show, and yeah, it was a good time.
Did you have either the beer or the wine that you brought in with you last night?
No, but...
Would you have taken one?
Well,
if you were allowed.
They don't allow that, but they do sell concessions, and I did my best to support local business in that regard, so...
Well done. What are we starting with today?
Let's start with the wine. So, this is a German wine, and we don't do German wines very often. Simply for the fact that they tend to lean on the sweeter side of things. And that's usually not the kind of wine that I drink. However, it's starting to feel more like summertime out there. So I thought, you know, these are kind of great summertime wines. Back in 1978, when my father bought Meyer's Cork and Bottle, before then it was called Tavlin's Cork and Bottle. And German wines were the number one selling category in the store. And... And the reason is because the American palate at the time leaned more toward the sweeter stuff. And the Germans are very unique. They're very type A. Everything has a category. Everything has a very precise condition that it has to fulfill. And so these wines are made in what's called a Qualitätswein mit Prädikat, which means quality wine with distinction. Mm. And the distinction is the pick. Mm. So when they pick the grapes, that determines what level of sweetness it is. So the earlier in the harvest, the drier the wine. The later in the harvest, the sweeter the wine. And they have a quantifiable level for each step of the way. So the very first pick is called a cabinet. Literally means cabinet. They think it's the most versatile wine. It goes well with schnitzel. It goes well with sausage. It goes well with, you know,
Kraut,
you know, German style fare. And it's just a very light hint of sweet. The next step is called a Spätlese, which means late pick, which is what we're having right now. And so the grapes have hung on the vine a little bit longer, therefore developing a little more residual sugar. But you'll notice it's like a fresh fruit type of a sweet versus a sugary type of sweet. Yeah. And the reason that is because they have a law against chapitalization. What chapitalization is just the addition.
Capitalization?
Like capitalization with an H. Yes.
Chapitalization.
Yes. Yeah, so that means the addition of sugar. And so they can't add sugar to sweeten the wine. It has to come naturally from the grape itself. The next step after that is called an Auslese, which...
That's German.
That's German as German gets. Yeah. And that literally means late... cluster picture. Yeah. So they're actually hand sorting the individual clusters that meet the sweeter criteria, and they're out there with their lab, you know, testing kits and all this kind of stuff. Then they have one even sweeter than that called Bärenauslese, which means late berry picked.
Bärenauslese.
That's right. Nice pronunciation. And and so they're actually hand sorting the individual berries from the stems to make the wine from. And then what happens is the grapes are on the vine. They're at a Bärenauslese level of sweetness. And they get winter in Germany, too. It's not as bad as what we get here, but the grapes will freeze while still on the vine. And so they'll rush out like mad and pick the frozen fruit. And that's what the term ice wine comes from, or ice vine if you're German.
I think we had ice one of those. You brought one of those in over the winter.
Did I? I think so. I may have.
Pretty sure you did.
I need to do something real quick. Shout out to Patrick Farrell. I didn't get to shout him out on the last show, but Patrick Farrell, he's a big-time, long-time listener. And so I just wanted to shout him out real quick. We appreciate you, man. Continue listening in. All right, go ahead.
Thanks, Patrick Farrell. Come down to Myers Cork and Bottle and introduce yourself.
He's in Southern Mississippi, he's up in Lincoln.
Okay, well, fair enough.
Sending me right. This is incredible. This is so good. Like, it's literally just white grape juice.
It almost, fresh apple, fresh grape, pear. I get a lot of pear flavor in there.
Mm-hmm. Riesling is the sweetest of the wines, would you say?
It can be.
Or Zinfandel?
They can make... dry Riesling too, and it all has to do with fermentation. So when you introduce yeast to
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The raw juice, it has a naturally high sugar content in it, and so that yeast can ferments and consumes the sugar and ferments into alcohol and carbon dioxide. And carbon dioxide is allowed to escape. The alcohol stays put. So if they stop fermentation early, which they can use by controlling the temperatures, that will retain more residual sugar and make the wine a little bit sweeter. So it all depends on when they harvest the grape. And, you know, how warm the growing season was and things like that. So, Moscato is also a generally sweet wine. They can make, Riesling is generally on the sweeter side. The Hungarians make one called Tokaj, which is, again, kind of a nectary sweet dessert wine. So there's a lot of wines that can be made that way. It part of it's science, part of it is just the natural characteristic of the fruit.
Mississippi Mud Dog said, you have never shouted him out on the show, and he listens all the time.
Mississippi Mud Dog, I love you, man.
There it is.
I don't have a computer in front of me. I can't. I don't know who's texting and who's not. So
we make it happen here, baby.
Okay, two questions before we move on to the second selection. First of all, you
drink
mentioned the lab testing kit. Ooh. When they test it, first of all, what's that kit look like, and like how similar are the grapes in each cluster? Is that why they test? They test each grape or just one grape, and they assume it speaks for the cluster?
Well, that's a great question. It probably depends on
how close they are to each other.
Well, that and what harvest has brought, how quickly things have ripened and matured.
Did it just freeze?
Usually that happens late. And what's happening lately, just because of just natural climate conditions, they're having a tougher time making ice wine because it's too warm. And so, they don't get the right conditions in order to make it. And in Germany, you can't fake it. You can't take the grapes and freeze them. It has to happen naturally. So, the bottles of ice wine that we see here in the U.S. are getting smaller and smaller and more expensive because they're just not making as much, and what they do make, they're not exporting much.
The next question then is, you mentioned the Germanic type A-ness. Does that help German wines hold up, or are they still like a distant like fourth between your Italians, your Frenches, your Spanish in the wine world?
Well, I think it helps simply for the fact that you have quality controls in place that everyone has to follow in order to reach a certain category, that Qualitätswein mit Prädikat. In beer, they have what's called the German purity law. You can only use hops, grain, yeast, and water. Mm-hmm. Italy has something similar. It's what they call the DOCG. It means the denomination and origin are controlled and guaranteed by the Italian government. And so
DOC, I thought he was a rapper.
They have a DOC too. But you love messing with me, dude. You're throwing me off. So
I freaking love you, Kevin.
Yeah, that's
it's
all right.
It's a beautiful day out.
It
baby.
Is. It's gorgeous. I can't wait to get outside.
Yeah,
so.
And they're ready for the patio pounder.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So you want to move on to the next one?
Let's do it.
All right. So keeping the summertime theme alive, we are drinking Glacial Till's Harvest Peach Cider. And Glacial Till is located east of Lincoln, Bennett, Palmyra area. And so this is their base cider with that's made from apples, and then they have a little harvest peach in there. And I've had this before, and to me the peach is subtle. Like it's not super peachy, but it has that nice little sweetness element to it, and it almost kind of drinks very similar to the wine we just had, only it's made of apples instead of grapes.
And it doesn't. The potency.
The potency. The ABV on this bad boy?
Because before I patio pound it, I need to know the potency.
We're coming in at an even 5.5.
Oh, Lord. For a cider?
For a cider, yeah.
You can't patio pound this. Be careful. Because it tastes like you can.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, it'll sneak up on you and hit you with a Mike Tyson uppercut.
That's right. It'll sneak up on you quick. And while we're at it, I'm going to venture to say the Spätlese, the German Riesling Spätlese that we're having, comes in at 7.5.
Oh my goodness, it don't taste like it.
No, it doesn't at all. I think it lends itself to the sweetness that you're talking about. It masks a lot of that.
Yeah,
well, and just an old tip from your old Uncle Kev: if you're unsure about a wine's level of sweetness and or dryness, look at the alcohol content. So if you're up 13%, 14%, 15%, you know that's going to be a dry wine. If you're down 7%, 8%, 9%, you know it's going to have some sweetness to it.
That's why Streaky likes that. Red.
Back on the...
I'm not passing next time.
Okay, well, I'll make sure you're on the board next time.
Shoot.
Am I wrong for saying I get more of the peach from the smell than the taste?
I think that's fair. Yeah, get a little bit more on the nose than actually on the palate.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that it's kind of sweet, but not cloyingly sweet. But
it's just a hint.
This is a good hot weather,
it's
summertime.
Hint.
Yeah.
And there's a baseball game going on.
Huskers at Michigan State, and then Salt Dogs home opener tonight.
This is the kind where you take to that.
This would be a good
game.
Ballpark. Yeah,
ballparking with a nice little doggy.
Yeah,
Brat. Yeah.
You're right. These are very similar. I will say the wine was more fruit forward. Like the peach, you're right, kind of fades to the background a little bit. It's there. So the natural sweetness of the wine still stands out to me. Like they're incredibly similar, like you were saying, but I love the natural sweetness of that wine.
It's I like the fact that it still tastes very clean. It's very pure. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of manipulation there. So this doesn't see any time in oak barrels. It's generally done in glass tanks or stainless steel, so it's very crisp, very clean. You can taste
no maceration.
No maceration. That's right. And so it's a really true transformation of the flavor of the grape into the wine. And that's kind of why it I like is. It.
That's awesome. Hey, we are about, what, 10, 11 days from Memorial Day? We want to get people out to Meyer's Cork and Bottle, right? If you're going out to the lake, need something to patio pound or yacht pound, I don't know, kayak pound,
boat chug.
What do they call it? Pontoon?
Pontoon pounder.
Yeah. Paddle boat pounder.
There you go.
Paddle boat pounder.
There we go. Yeah. Get your paddle boat pounder, your pontoon pounders out at Meyer's Cork and Bottle, 13th and South. Kevin, 2 for 2 again today. Well done.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
We'll throw it to break. Jay Foreman comes in for Old School on the other side.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.